It's Sunday, the 21st of May, and it's just approaching 10 a.m. So I'm gonna lie in bed. Good sleep, decent sleep. Went to bed back at 10. My wife woke me when she was getting up at about 2:30, which meant 4 hours of good sound sleep. But after that, it was 2:30. It was 4:30, 6:30, 8:30. Almost exactly 2 hours between. But sleeping, or at least it appeared to me to be sleeping very soundly in between. So, yes, felt good. Feel much better after having my porridge, my coffee, my hot shower, and now my mug of tea. It's not a bad morning. It's not a particularly good morning, but it's not a bad morning. Overcast. Cool. Again, cool. Yesterday was a stupendous day. Not. What a miserable day it was yesterday, otherwise. My God, you know, rain. Started off with light rain, then got heavier, heavier. It was on and off all day long, but no sunshine, at least I can't remember any. I couldn't get out in the garden, I couldn't get out on the bike. We decided to have a lazy day and just get some things indoors. Unloaded the car from the car boot into the garage. We'd done that between showers. Well, I can't remember. But what a horrible day it was. And then, lo and behold, come late afternoon, early evening. In fact, if I remember rightly, 6:30 last night. Something like that. The sun came out and the skies began to clear. And by 8:00, it was a beautiful evening. dear. Anyway. Seems to be the way of the weather. It's going to be good. It's usually really good in the evenings. Start changing our lifestyles. It's very fresh this morning. I'm just looking around the garden, that's all. Just seeing how things are coming along. I don't know what to say really this morning. At least I'm not griping about horrible sleeps and certain conditions that must not be mentioned, even in an acronym. Yes. Just feeling okay. Okay is good, isn't it? Okay is good. Good is better. And I'm feeling excellent is stupendous. Can't even see it. It's too many clouds. In fact, the whole sky is cloudy. Maybe someday in the future someone will have it. Okay, you've gained your initial elevation, Captain. Please switch to silent running. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. How about a hybrid? Yeah. A hybrid, like the cars. Uses the big engines, the big noisy engines to get up in the air. And when it gets up here, switching to electro power. Silent. Just a wee whisper. Yeah. If I've thought about it, it'll come. You know that. And I'm going to go in now. That breeze is blowing right up my shorts. I've got a Rosa Rugosa in front of me. Just bought it last week from Dobby's. And I've planted it right in the middle of a big clump of hardy geraniums. So I had to dig out a space in there for it. And I can't wait till it flowers. To get this beautiful single flowers, 2 inches across approximately. Pale colours, beautiful scents, and then those marvellous big coloured haws, as we call them, berries. In the autumn. I've always wanted one of those. I don't know what variety is. Dobby's didn't actually have a particular tag. Just use tag, yeah, because that's Edmund. It just says Rosa Rugosa. So we'll have to wait and see what colour it first comes on it. I know one thing, it had a lot of aphids on it when I got it, so when I got home, they were all in the top growth, the very top growth masses of them. And when I got home, no, I didn't actually, I did it in Dobby's. Tell a lie. Oh, I just remembered when there's some more. I'll get you the day with a soapy water. I noticed the amount of aphids that was on the very top growth. So what I did was, put it in the trolley with the other plants, and then I pinched all those top growth off, all the ones that were hooching with aphids, and just threw them on the deck, and then left them, left them with Dobby's. So the plant I've got has just got a few in it. That's okay. I'll get to that. Tend to that today. Can't wait till it fills out and gives us a beautiful scent. It's only about 9 feet, 10 feet, well, yeah, 12 feet, no, 10 feet from the back doorstep. So, in theory, it should not only produce lovely colour, but the scent, beautiful scent.